It's Nordjork Arts 10th anniversary. Nordjork Arts is celebrating a decade filled with tremendous growth, strain, and success for the organization. With hundreds of programs produced, artists hired, partnerships formed, relationships built, and community members served. So, how did Nordjork Arts become what it is today? Join us as we talk to 10 of NYS most influential supporters to learn the story of our organization. We are so excited to share this milestone with you. Here, our host, Julian Carvajal.
Thank you so much, Charles, for accepting this invite to be part of our podcast. It is my pleasure to interview you here today. Charles, can you tell us who you are?
So I'm Charles Smith. I am a variety of things. I'm the executive director of Cultural Pluralism in the Arts Movement, Ontario. I'm a performing poet and sometimes I dance. I head up an artistic director for a multidisciplinary group called the Wind and Leaves Collective. I've got 14 books. My 15th book will be out in the fall. And I teach at Humber College right now in arts management. So as I say, a variety of things that I do and keep myself active and busy.
Wow, many hats, the ones that you're wearing. Charles, what is your connection with Nordjork Arts?
Well, Nordjork Arts has been connected to both sides of Sapamo and Wind and Leaves Collective. So I think initially our collaborative work actually began with Wind and Leaves, where we did some work with a group of Latina grandmas. I guess we call them the Abuelitas up on Bathurst and Lawrence Avenue. And that was a really wonderful connection. We worked with them for a couple of months. And then with Sapamo, we always give advice, learn from Nordjork Arts about their work around community engagement. You know, Lila has been an amazing director, and she's got a really great team, Cecilia, Melissa, Rachel, others working for them. And so they joined our Pluralism Organizational Change second group, and we connected much more through that up to working with them around their strategic plan and more recently with their recruitment for the new executive director.
Charles, what is the role that an organization like NYA can play in building out equity and or diversity in the arts sector?
One of the things that I think Nordjork Arts does incredibly well is its community engagement in a really rapidly changing and diverse community, racially, culturally, linguistically. And to me, that is a model of how you bring communities together to understand each other, using the arts as a tool, not just a tool, but as, you know, a process, I would want to call it that, that helps people to understand each other. And that builds connections to people so they can see the commonalities and differences in their lives. And begin to understand, you know, what it is it means to be here in Canada today and the kinds of things we need to do with and for each other that'll make this place the place we want it to be. And that's the power of the arts, is to be able to bring people together through the power of the imagination and through story that opens up our lives to others. And that's why, you know, we've worked with Nordjork Arts in the past and will work with Nordjork Arts in the future.
We hope for the same as well. What kind of initiatives and actions would you like to see more of Nordjork Arts and the sector in general?
Well, you know, now is a particular time where we need a much more of a sharper focus on things like anti-racism. And I also mean in the context of, you know, differentiating racialized groups, because we're not all the same. We have different challenges and issues that we have, different stories and ways of our practice. And that's an area that I think we need to open up a bit more. What is the difference from, let's say, Black arts practice to, let's say, South Asian art practice to a Latino arts practice to an Asian arts practice? And even within, you know, so I'm a Black artist, but, you know, there are many different art forms within the Black community, depending on where one comes from, whether one is from the continent of Africa and various nations there, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, the Congo, etc., or whether one comes from the Caribbean or one has been living in North America all their lives. So those are the areas that I find is how do we open up more to, you know, location and history tells us a lot about what's formed us, and that's really important to understanding stories. So I'd like to see how we can open up that a bit more. And I think North York Arts, with some of its community engaged programs, is actually doing some of that already. So for example, if I go back to, as we call them, the abuelitas, I mean, they were from Chile, Colombia, Peru, El Salvador, Nicaragua. And they were very upfront about the different cultures, and, you know, the language was the same, certainly, but the cultures were very different. And that came through in the work that we did with them.
That is great. That is true. I'm from Colombia, and sometimes when I'm talking to my friends from Mexico or from Nicaragua, we use different words for different things, so it can be confusing as well. Charles, what are you hoping to see more in the art scene in the city?
Well, you know, right now, I think the art's going to need to play a critical role in the reopening of our society as we come out of COVID. And one of the things that I think art is really important for is bringing about healing. So, for example, Sapama, we're now planning an event for December called Art in a Time of Healing, the importance of Indigenous Black people of color arts practices. And, you know, to us, it's really important to really focus on that. I mean, right now, you know, we look at the earth and we say land acknowledgements, but I also wonder how much do we really understand the importance of the land. Without the land, we wouldn't have water, we wouldn't have trees, which means we wouldn't have air, we wouldn't have plants, we wouldn't have animals, we wouldn't have food, we wouldn't have anything that we need to sustain ourselves. So how do we begin to rethink along those lines and to be able to, you know, put art out there that it allows us to see these things more clearly, directly, and with a connection and, you know, full respect for Indigenous peoples who were here from time immemorial, that these were their practices that we now here as settler or however we got here, recognize and honor.
I was having a conversation with the City of Toronto for the project that we're working on for next year for Artworks Deal, and I was talking about how sometimes visual arts can contribute to more garbage and how we can create more programs for upcycling and be more responsible with Earth. Hey, Charles, what are your wishes for the next 10 years of North York Arts?
You know, I think North York Arts is a real model for local arts service organizations. So I think some more promotion of that work is really critical and would be helpful to the arts ecology. I know with Sapama, we look forward to continuing our work with North York Arts in a different way than we have in the past. But we're always there, and we would hope that North York Arts, we anticipate that they will always be there, that we work as allies and collaborators when the opportunities arise. I think we have to raise our voices a bit more about communities that have been left out of the center, particularly in the arts. And as we know, the arts ecology was built in a time in which Indigenous arts practices were against the law, and in which many arts practices coming out of the outside of the Eurocentric model were considered to be primitive or multi or folk or not high art. You know, those days are over. They should never have been, but they certainly are over now. And how we push toward that happening and recognizing it more and more publicly comes through organizations like North York doing the work it's doing in its area, but also collaborating with others who are doing the work in other areas and more broadly. So that's my wish for the next decade, is that the arts become a catalyst for social transformation.
Thank you so much. That's very inspiring. We hope to make it there, you know, the expectations, to fulfill those expectations. Charles, last question. Is there anything else that you think makes unique or special North York Arts?
I think what makes North York Arts to me very special is its ongoing, its sort of tireless engagement. You know, so when we work with North York Arts on a strategic plan, it was like, wow, you folks are doing all this, huh? And you know, very dedicated group of people, staff and board. I mean, you know, and very aligned as well. I mean, you know, just working with them on the strategic plan, and as I said, in the recruitment, it was really amazing to see how beautifully people shared with each other, came to agreements, even if there were disagreements, working them through, not with any hostility or, you know, intense debate, just, okay, let me understand what you're trying to say. I see. And that kind of stuff. So I think that is really a beautiful model for how board and staff work together to support important programming that's happening in the community.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, you can make your donations on our website or through canadahelps.ca.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on our social media and visit our website to learn more about our celebration. Until next time.